Hello, young man. I'm Graduate Assistant Harley. Harley, ID Alpha Theta 265, August 18th, 2094, 0900 hours. And you are Mr. John Doe, born July 26th, 2081. That's nice. My younger sister's birthday is just 2 days after yours. Okay. You're here, obviously, because you were medically screened and recommended by GenoCorp's AI systems as being a prime candidate for sperm extraction, and at the age of 15, we are lawfully allowed to obtain some introductory test samples from you. Assuming you meet all the genetic prerequisites, you'll be a prime candidate going forward for the Genetic Stratification and Redistribution Program. We select boys your age for a litany of reasons, but sperm volume, motility, and your ability to ejaculate up to 10 times a day are the primary factors. Of course, those 8 to 10 times would be impossible without sufficient sexual stimulation, and that's why you'll be paired with a graduate student or nurse for your extraction or milking sessions. So, to recap before we begin, I'm going to sexually arouse and stimulate you to produce an average of 12 millimeters of semen per ejaculation, or at least 120 milliliters a day, chemically aided by alpha reductase injectors to ensure optimal production. Your arms and legs will remain tied to the gurney throughout the duration of your milking, and the IVs will also remain in place, providing you with nutrients and hydration during what is generally a rather grueling process. After you've emptied yourself into this container, you'll be allowed 20 minutes for your refractory period, after which the process will begin again. At 1300 hours, you'll be allowed some movement, alone in the room, of course. Okay, let's begin then. First, let's get your medical leggings off. I also apologize for the muzzle, but by just the third or fourth milking, we've discovered that young males do tend to develop vesicular and testicular soreness and can be rather loud when they orgasm. It is policy to ensure that you're quiet throughout the procedures, so that you don't upset me or other subjects and nurses. Your penis certainly doesn't seem to mind the fresh air. You're circumcised for hygienic reasons, and I measure you at 16.52 centimeters, and you aren't even fully erect yet. Your glands are already very swollen, and I'll just have a quick look inside your urethra to ensure that everything looks good. I can see your opening glistening with your pre-ejaculate. Impressive, considering we haven't even begun yet. That's the alpha reductase being pumped into you via the IVs. Your testicles appear full and healthy, and if I touch the bottom of them with my cold fingers, yes, they shrink and pull back inside your body. That is how your balls maintain the correct temperature for all the sperm inside of them. Okay, everything looks good so far. You've actually produced enough pre-ejaculate, or pre-cum, as it's more commonly referred to, that it's starting to ooze down your glands. You sure are a horny young man. Although, I should expect this. They teach us that the male sex drive was one of the primary causes of violence throughout history, all the way to the beginnings of this century, and that's why women had to take such drastic action. We're told in our training that we will often be the first female contact that our subjects have had for several years, and certainly the first sexual contact they've ever had, which is, of course, to be expected since all you boys grew up in complete isolation. Speaking of growing, I'll have one more quick measurement of you, young man. And 17.35 centimeters. Something a fully grown adult male would be proud of. And you're only just a teenager. Let's hope you've got the semen production to match your cock. Okay. Let me get you all warmed up and ready. Let me rub it all over your glands, shaft, and testicles. And I'll get this to open your legs just a little bit. And just let me get some more lube. And there. Let me get it all over your smooth balls and around your asshole. You don't have very much hair at all, but it's amazing how much sperm you're able to produce at such a young age. Your testicles are heavy and full and very sensitive already. In some of the later procedures, the woman working with you will expose their breasts, their butt, or even their vagina to you to ensure you remain suitably aroused. But judging from your oozing, swollen glands, I think just your imagination will suffice for this session. Okay, I'm going to begin manually masturbating, or jacking you. It's actually quite impressive how much training we do on various synthetic phalluses to get us ready for the real thing. Everything from 12.5 centimeters up to 18. But it's always a bit of a rush having the real, living, pulsating thing beating within your hand. And see, if I stop, I can actually feel your little heartbeat. Another method I've grown to like is if I place my index finger here on your perineum and stop, again, I can feel your little boy sperm tubes ever so slightly contracting and pulsing with a big spasm every 10 seconds or so. It's one thing to be educated about male anatomy or to masturbate synthetic training dummies. But to actually push a young male to orgasm, where he will unload a gush of fluid more valuable than any other, is exhilarating. Of course, your male sperm has been very difficult to replicate synthetically, and so a few thousand highly vetted males are thawed and grown each year to provide your half of the genetic splice for the next generation of females. You're getting very excited now. I can see your small hips beginning to buck, ever so slightly. Let me get the machine to turn you over. Let me just get the lube off you for a moment. And I'm just gonna let you hang there for a second. Your penis is twitching. Your heartbeat and its rate evident with each jump of your cock, but then there's a slight non-rhythmic movement. What I was hoping to see. You are absolutely oozing pre-ejaculate. I'd estimate you've got 3 milliliter glob of it oozing out of your cock tip, working its way to the floor, swaying with each reflexive jump of your hard cock. I'd estimate your string of pre-nut is a full 4 inches long. Don't worry, young man. It won't affect your count. Your pre-cum has little to no sperm cells in it. It's just a clear liquid your body produces as you get sexually excited, enhanced by the chemicals we're giving you. We were always taught that once you start really releasing your pre-ejaculate, the pressure of your balls and cock is painfully high, and that you secrete it as a way to lower the overall pressure level. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but I've always been fascinated by it. Oh my, you've got another long string of it working its way out now. Let's get you turned back over. Okay, young man, are you ready to blow a huge load for me? You certainly are writhing terribly. Go ahead and hump a little into my hand. Yes, that's it. Your anus is extremely sensitive, much like your perineum. Here, if I just insert my index finger just a little bit up to my knuckle. See, I can feel your hole clenching and loosening around my finger. Later on, depending on your level of excitation, your operator may go further into your rectum, all the way up to your prostate gland, which is the gland that produces all your semen and your cum. You've probably played with it a few times when you were experimenting with it while masturbating, but having it played with for you, as you can tell from this, is much different. Oh, wow. You're actually spurting a little bit. I think you're ready to empty yourself. Now, this apparatus here is going to catch, measure, and hold everything you're about to ejaculate. Here, let me alternate this hand between your asshole and balls. I can feel them contract and lift. And there's the first squirt. Oh, you're shooting out a lot of pre-cum. And back to your anus. Yes, your asshole is pumping very hard and tight. Let me keep jacking you. And now I'm going to press on your perineum. And there. I can feel you pumping. We're told it's very warm, almost burning sensation to empty your filled balls after this much stimulation. And it's your first time. Let it drain out, young man. Oh, wow. Now you're really shooting it. Blow your load for me, that's it. Oh my, those are heavy streams of jizz. This is an exceptional load. Eyeballing it, I'd put it at least 15 milliliters. Let's see. 15.6 milliliters. Well, John, I certainly hope your little balls hold up for the remainder of the day. The largest load I have ever got from a first-time young male was 17 milliliters, and he only had half that amount for his second milking. All right, now you get to rest during your refractory period, and then it's on to your second round. It certainly is a shame that males were so violent and aggressive that we couldn't let you live freely as women do. I certainly wouldn't mind the feeling of a 7-inch penis like yours unloading itself like that inside of me. Impressive. Well, I'll let you rest a while.